crews in the St. Lawrence Island community of Savoonga are digging to reach contaminated snow after a fuel tank overflowed last Thursday and spilled thousands of gallons of diesel into a containment area. No fuel has breached the containment area. The operator for the Native Village of Savoonga Tank Farm reports that a new employee opened the wrong valve during a gasoline purchase and pumped diesel fuel into a full tank, resulting in the overflow. Wesley Gormley is an environmental program specialist for the State Department of Environmental Conservation and is monitoring the response for the state.
The tank farm liner is sound. They are pumping the recovered fuel into a 27,000-gallon tank within the tank farm.
Gormley says workers have collected 6,000 gallons so far. They've removed about 100 cubic yards of uncontaminated snow, but have yet to get into the contaminated snow. Gormley says he expects a significant amount of fuel-soaked snow, which will be stored in 270-gallon totes.
And that'll remain within the secondary containment of the tank farm until this summer, when the snow melts and we can recover the fuel.
The recovered diesel will be able to be used after a filtering process. Gormley expects another week of work to remove snow. He says the fumes are strong and crews are wearing full protective gear and using respirators. DEC plans to send a representative out during spring thaw to complete a site assessment.